Okay, at this point, we're going to transition a little bit. I think just as those first two presentations asked us to ask the question of how do genetics and genomics impact disparities, possibly increase disparities, also they asked the question of how can our understanding of genetics and people's understanding and reaction to it actually decrease disparities in research as well. We're now going to switch to services side a little bit, and we have the same kind of dichotomy of question. How do we keep from increasing disparities through the introduction of genetic technologies? But also, how can our lessons learned and novel applications of genetics be used to decrease disparities as well? So kind of a challenge here. Our next presenter is a great person to do that. Sylvia Au is the State Genetics Coordinator for the Hawaii Department of Health. She's board certified by the American Board of Genetic Counseling, and she received her BS from University of British Columbia and her Master's in Human Genetics and Genetic Counseling from Sarah Lawrence College. Welcome, Sylvia.
Thank you, James. That would have been funny. So, keeping on the water theme of APHA this year, it's too far to swim. We provide access to our neighbor islands in Hawaii and to Guam. I am a rebel, so I didn't put my disclosure slide in there, back the instructions. I don't have any commercial financial interest. I am a state employee, so actually we should have money. You guys donate money to us. This project was done as part of a HRSA-funded Western States Genetic Services Collaborative. We're one of seven genetics collaboratives across the country. And so these activities are partially funded by HRSA. Now, for those of you who have not been to Hawaii, do not take geography, our state is separated by Pacific Ocean. We are a state made of islands. We cannot swim to the islands. We do not surf between islands. We do not paddle between islands. There is one ferry right now that goes between Molokai and Maui, and there's no other ferries, mainly because it's the ocean. So ocean, swamp, ferry, engine, so it doesn't really work well. We did have a super ferry out there for a little while, but that was not very successful. So the only way to get from island to island, unless you can really paddle, is by airplane. The farthest, the services are mostly located where the Yellow Star is. That's where Honolulu is. The plane ride to Kona would be 45 minutes, so you're basically going up and down. And then the plane ride to Kauai is about 25 minutes. So again, you go up and down, but you have to take a plane. So what we have been doing in Hawaii is doing in-person outreach clinics. In 2005, we started this practice model, and we stopped collecting data in December 2008, so about 3 years worth of data. We still do in-person outreach clinics to the neighbor islands. We go to about one neighbor island a month. So the clinics are done by a geneticist and at least one genetic counselor. Sometimes there's more than one genetic counselor. About 10% of the patients are seen for newborn screening follow-up. 95% of the patients are under 18 years of age because, of course, our goal is pediatric genetics for our program. They're seen for a huge variety of reasons. We have pages and pages of diagnoses, but most are for chromosome abnormalities, single gene disorders like cystic fibrosis, metabolic conditions, and for dysmorphology. And for those of you who don't know dysmorphology, it's the geneticist looking at the facial characteristics and the outward characteristics of the child to try to make a genetic diagnosis. We did patient satisfaction surveys during these sessions because we wanted to see how the patients felt about being seen on their neighbor islands. And so the majority of patients, 87%, actually filled out one of these surveys. When we asked them why they preferred this method of being seen, of course, the majority of them said it was too expensive to travel. When there's a seat sale, you can get a ticket, round-trip ticket, for maybe $50 round-trip, $60 round-trip. When there's no seat sale, the regular price can be upwards of $250 to actually travel. For our insurance companies, most of them would pay for one parent to travel with the child, and the other parent has to stay home. So for families, that's not a really great way of having your child seen. lots of these families have other children, so they have to pay for childcare if they come to Honolulu for a clinic. It just overall costs too much. Many people in Hawaii work more than one job, mainly because the cost of living is high, so they're going to lose their wages. They don't have time off. They don't have vacation. Some of the neighbor island families don't feel like going to a large hospital is very comfortable for them. They're used to living in a more rural setting on the neighbor islands. And then some of them just cited other reasons that they didn't want to specify. This is interspersed with some comments that the patients actually wrote on the satisfaction forms. One family, for people on the mainland, this is probably interesting. They said it's nice to drive rather than fly, probably used to it on the mainland. For telehealth, we started doing some telehealth for some families. From Honolulu, we do telehealth to four different sites through the health department. So these are health department telehealth sites. And we have data that we're still collecting right now. We mostly do it for follow-up visits, so we have 29 telehealth visits right now. These sessions are either done by a geneticist alone, a geneticist and genetic counselor, or a genetic counselor. Most of the sessions are done for alpha thalassemia follow-up, which is the most common genetic condition in Hawaii. It is a blood disorder that's seen most in Southeast Asians, and we have about 35 newborns detected as carriers per month in Hawaii. So we would like to do counseling of the families. Most of the kids are perfectly healthy. We do counseling and we offer mutation analysis because we want to know that for future pregnancies, we want the family to have some information about future pregnancies and also to make sure that we know what the child has so that we can tell the pediatrician the child is naturally anemic, don't give them iron supplements, don't give them iron fortified food, they don't need iron. So for those telehealth outreach visits, we have 100% of the families that provided satisfaction surveys. For some of the families, their child is referred off-island, which means to Honolulu. The insurance wouldn't pay for the child to actually go there, so it would have cost them a lot of money to actually go see the doctor in Honolulu. We also have most of our clinics in Honolulu, which is the capital of Hawaii. We participated in the American College of Medical Genetics satisfaction survey, and we did 8 of those for a pilot study. And we've done 24 of a similar study, and we're continuing to do that so we can compare our urban center satisfaction. A lot of the families expressed they were really happy that their husband or other partner was able to attend, or family members, because in Hawaii, a lot of times the child is cared for by an entire family, not just the parents. So for the providers, we had 2 geneticists filling out these provider surveys, so they provided surveys for over 80% of the patients they saw. And again, of course, flying is expensive, so many of them express that, and they have other children that they need to have looked after. So the next results are going to be in-person outreach, telehealth outreach, and Honolulu Clinic, what the differences are. So when you look at the different modes of provision of service, of course, the people that had telemedicine or in-person outreach said that it was too much to travel, and that's why they really liked the clinic where they were or through telehealth. The childcare issue again came up, and it cost too much again came up, and all of them came up more for the neighbor island families than it did for the Honolulu families. And again, the lost wages and missed work. We wanted to know if the family felt they were able to have a good conversation with the specialist, and if the specialist felt they could have a good conversation with the family. Well, very much the family thought that they could talk with the specialist, no problem. And the specialist also agreed that they could talk to the family. I think the specialists were a little bit, our geneticist was a little harder on herself, our main geneticist, that you know, she's more touchy-feely kind of person. So she would like to probably like be in person anyways with the family. That one was for the in-person outreach clinics. So for the telehealth, it was the same thing. The family felt that they were able to have a good conversation with the specialist. The specialist felt that they were able to have a good conversation with the family most of the time. I think sometimes the equipment broke down and the specialist got kind of frustrated because they couldn't see the patient, even though the patient could hear them through the conference call. The patient was still really happy, but the specialist was frustrated that they couldn't see the patient. The specialist was able to respond to all their questions, and all the modes of delivery, all the patients said that they were able to respond to the questions that were asked of the specialist, or the specialist responded to all their questions. This one was interesting because the specialist in some instances felt that in their telehealth outreach that they were not as confident in their recommendations for some of the patients because they were on Neighbor Island outreach rather than in Honolulu, mostly I think because they didn't have as many resources on the Neighbor Islands. They go with one little suitcase full of whatever they think they might need and not the whole office, so sometimes I think that that makes it not as comfortable for them. And you can see that both the specialist and the family felt that they were very satisfied with the clinic that they held that day. The family perception of outreach services, of course, this is not surprising. The majority of them, of course, through telehealth or in-person Neighbor Island outreach said that the telemedicine and outreach clinic made it easier for their child to access services, which, of course, is why we did it. I think the families are definitely showing how grateful they are in the responses that they give us in the satisfaction surveys. So for us, the lessons learned. Families are very satisfied with outreach services, no surprise. Families report greater satisfaction with the outreach services than the clinician does. But our clinician tells us that, you know, whenever she fills out that Likert scale, she's not one of those people that ever fills out a 1 or a 5. So she goes, I think that's a personality thing rather than a real non-satisfaction, which was interesting to us. So we have to figure out how to like change that bias. In Hawaii, we have some families that tell us they still prefer to travel to Honolulu. For people that have not lived in Honolulu in Hawaii, Honolulu has all our big box stores, Walmart, Target, most of our Costco's, a lot of the Chinatown. So people want to come to Honolulu so they can shop. So they can then bring lots of food and other items back to the Neighbor Islands. A lot of families also have family in Honolulu. So even though it's less convenient for them to go to Honolulu, there's other reasons why they prefer going to Honolulu for services. And families are open to trying telehealth visits. The family is actually, it's like video games to them. They're used to it, so it's not a big deal to them. Our balancing considerations is supporting outreach services is expensive. I've calculated I lose about $200 per patient that we see in an in-person Neighbor Island clinic. So it is expensive for us. Providing outreach is time-consuming. The genetics team usually is at the airport at 5:30 in the morning, and they don't come back until 7 o'clock at night. So it is time-consuming. They have to fly. There's a lot of travel. It's time-consuming to arrange the visits. Incorporating telehealth into a regular clinic flow is complicated, especially if your telehealth unit is not located in your clinic, which is one of the things that we have been working on doing is actually putting it in the clinic so that you don't have to go to a separate site. And when you do outreach, you're actually shifting costs from what the families would pay to public health and your clinical, your insurance payers, because it's either the family's paying or it's the system paying. So someone's paying. The costs aren't going away somewhere. They're there. It's just it's not going straight to the families. So our acknowledgments are for the Western States Collaborative. Carrie Sylvia is my co-director, and then Leanne Hasegawa, who's here, is our project coordinator, and our geneticist is Lori Siever, and Jackie Stock is our evaluation specialist. So. And all PAL means all finished. Thank you very much. Questions? Yes.
So was there a difference in satisfaction based on what the condition is?
No, there wasn't. Yeah, because we had all different diagnoses. I think that we are looking more in depth into the diagnoses to see exactly. Yeah, Leanne.
Anecdotally, though, the conditions that we see through telehealth that require a little bit more time. Yes. I was just asking if you could describe the difference, because you're saying sometimes the physicians or the team, the clinical team, would go to and would go to them. And what are you calling that?
That's an in-person, neighbor island outreach.
Neighbor island, okay. Versus an in-person for them coming to
Honolulu.
Honolulu. Okay.
Yes.
And then the telemedicine, I'm assuming, is over the...
Yes. Yeah, so we have Honolulu Clinics, which is our urban center, which is most places have that. And then we actually have the team that travels to the outreach in person. That's once a month to a different neighbor island. And then we have telehealth scheduled whenever, kind of stuck in there.
Okay, thank you.